Well, we've had a campaign over the course of the last 4 or 5 years called the Go Direct campaign, in which we've been trying to voluntarily convert people from paper to electronic. And in the course of those 4 years, we've converted over 5.5 million people from check to paper. Now we're actually making a requirement. And what we've done in two phases, the first phase is any new enrollee as of May 1st of this year will be required to enroll electronically and get electronic payment. And then as of March 1st, 2013, all existing beneficiaries will need to receive their payment electronically. And right now there's approximately 11 million people receiving their payments electronically, I'm sorry, through paper check. And we're going to, in the, over the course of the next year or so, we're going to be reaching out to those folks to have them convert to direct deposit.
Now, what about those, I don't know, street people or people that are sort of unbanked? Is there an option to have that payment go through a debit card?
There is. And in fact, that was one of the challenges in our voluntary program over the course of the last couple of years, that we really didn't have an alternative to direct deposit. And in the past 2 years, we now have something called a Direct Express card, which is a debit card. And we have 1.5 million people who are now enrolled and using the card, where the benefit payments are loaded directly onto the card every month at 12:01 in the morning. And people can use the card for at point of sale, at ATMs, at banks, to pay online. And it's really quite a good product. And folks who are using it are very happy with it. We've had close to a 95% satisfaction rating with the card.
And is it only the unbanked, or do regular people that might have a four-bedroom house and a bank account also use that type of card?
We really do emphasize and promote it to the unbanked or those who are underbanked, although anyone can sign up and use the card. We'd prefer to use direct deposit for those who have a bank account, but if someone chooses who does have a bank account to get the Direct Express card, they can do that.
So why retire the paper checks anyway? What's the benefit?
Well, the real benefit is the savings that attach to it. Costs about $1 to issue a paper check. It costs close to 10 cents to make a direct deposit electronic payment. And so over the course of the next 10 years, we're estimating over $1 billion of savings from retiring the check. But in addition, beyond the savings, and I think that's important, we know that direct deposit works. Presently, over 80% of the people who receive federal payments get those electronically, and those of us who work for the government know we get direct deposit on our payments. So people, once they're getting direct deposit, they don't really go away from it because they're so satisfied. And there's a variety of reasons for that. It's more convenient, it's safer, it's more secure. You know that your funds are going to be there. From FMS's standpoint, operationally, every year we have to replace over 540,000 lost or stolen checks. So as this goes away, we know our workload will also go down.
We're speaking with David Liebrick, the Commissioner of the Financial Management Service at the Treasury Department. And which federal data center are you using to process this whole thing? Did you have to set up a new cloud or anything to handle it?
No, we have something we call regional financial centers. We have four of them in the Financial Management Service. And in this past year, because of the declining volumes of checks, we're actually repurposing one of those centers. Because electronic transactions are just easier, and we do that presently, really as these folks move from paper check to electronic check, it doesn't really require a lot more workers to do that. In fact, the efficiency gains are significant in the sense that it takes a lot of workers to produce checks, fewer to do electronic payment.
That actually was my next question. If you didn't have to hire more people, did you have to train the ones you did have?
Because we've been doing electronic payments since 1970, we have a lot of experts on board already who can do that, and our systems are designed to accommodate those levels of check payments. In fact, we issued over 1 billion payments last year, and over 800,000 of those were electronically done. So getting these last numbers in really are not, from an operational standpoint, present much of a challenge to us.
And as this new rule makes its way through the federal government, is this going to change the way federal workers are able to gather and process and file information? I mean, how does it change that system?
Not really at all. Because this is so well established and had been ongoing for so many years, it really is just a change or a migration from one form of payment to another. We have already seen our workforce get smaller in the payments area because of declining check volume. And as I mentioned, we produced close to 200 million checks in the past years, and we see that number really going down quickly as the all-electronic initiative comes into play.
And just wondering, is there any way that you can use the electronic, wider spread use of electronic payments to glean information about the banking system or people's spending habits or any kind of metrics that might not have been available with money going out as checks?
No, and absent a court order, we would not look into where the money is going or how the money is being used. And particularly, for example, on a Direct Express card, which is a debit card, we would not be looking into those accounts to see how money is being spent or where it's going to.
So nothing on a macro level with the individual information taken out just to see what people do?
No, we would not do that. You know, this is something that I think is just a very good overall initiative for both taxpayers and for, people receiving federal payments. We'll have an extensive campaign, and because, you know, we know we mail a check to those who are receiving them right now, we know that we can reach out to them and give them information about the benefits of electronic deposit and what they need to do in order to convert. And we're really comfortable and confident that in the next year and a half or 2 years, we're going to be successful in converting these 11 million people to direct deposit.